The scripture lesson this morning comes from the Sermon on the Mount. I'd like to share with you the 13th chapter of the 5th verse of Matthew. So while you're looking this up, I'd ask you to, once you find it, to stick your finger in it. Matthew 5:13. Let's all stand and recite the Bible pledge. Way up high this morning. Way up high. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. This is the Word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. You can be seated. I need to back up just a little bit this morning and kind of set the stage here where all this took place and what was said and who it was said to. Put it in a proper context, I guess, is what I'm saying. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering with severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. These folks that I've just referred to here are the beginning of Jesus' church. They're the believers. They have felt his healing touch. Their ears have received the good news of life eternal. And they have believed with everything they are and everything they have, because they've dropped what they have and what they had, and they've chosen to follow him. And they've come across to a place on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee where he preached this sermon. And I want to tell you, this is a very, very, very interesting place. It's a hollowed out place that goes up the side of the hill. And scriptures tell us that he got to the top, and he sat down, as was the custom of Jewish rabbis, and he began to preach. A whole bunch of folks are here because this is the early church. This is the church. This group represents his followers, disciples, teachers, believers. This place that he chose to sit down and preach, this curved out place, is acoustically perfect. No need for stuff hanging on your ear. He sat down and he spoke to them in a normal communicating voice.